David's Music House is a place where not only do kids learn music, but they make new friends and they get a chance to really enjoy themselves. I've always been impressed not only with the musicianship from the students we see, but also just the fact that they seem to be enjoying playing. They are enjoying playing when they do. We actually have three different string students, two violins, and also one playing viola. And then they're each going to do a solo, and then we're going to have some ensemble work with the three of them and their teacher. And the first soloist, I think she's all ready to go. The first soloist is going to be doing a song called Eureka, and her name is Samantha Wolf. Done, Samantha. And we'll talk with each of you in a little bit, perhaps after your solos. Our next student, her name is Alana Kuntz, and she is going to play a solo called Americana. That was really fun to listen to. There were some songs that you should have been able to recognize as you were listening, some American classics. And we have one more soloist, and then we'll talk with the director. And with each of you, Darby Sadrock is going to play now. And her song is Maria, and she's playing viola. Thank you. beautifully done. And now let me ask our director to just pick that microphone up. We're going to talk with each of you now. This is Lauren Holmes, who is the instructor at David's Music House. Hello. Hang on. That's my error there. Can you say hello again?
Hello.
You said a practice. Hi.
There you go. Yeah. Practice. Good for you.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. How long you've been teaching music. What drove you to doing this?
Well, I've been teaching at David's Music House for, this is my fourth year. And I went to Geneva College and studied music education. One of the things that I love about music is that it brings people together. And so the opportunity to do that and collaborate with students on their pathway to learning an instrument, it's a journey. And I like to have students have fun with it and, you know, to grow both intellectually, musically, personally. And I think music does all of those things. And so that's why I advocate music in every part of my life, pretty much. So.
Have you taught in a conventional classroom in a school district?
I have, actually. I have been teaching at Holy Family Specialized Learning. I do general music there with the students, and I'm hoping at some point to maybe start an ensemble there, too, like I have at David's. Not a string ensemble. They have a lot of pianos there, so keyboard ensemble. But we do things like music history, sight reading, and also some other music activities as well.
Where are they located?
They're located in Observatory Hill, okay. The Chatham campus.
So. Because I was just at Holy Family Academy this past week in Emsworth. And I don't know if they're related.
They are. They are. They're two separate sections. So you have the specialized learning and then there's Holy Family Academy.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to meet you. Why don't we meet all your students?
Sure.
We'll sort of pass the microphone down, and we're going to start with the girl who you just heard play. How are you, Darby?
I'm good.
And can you tell me where you go to school, and if you would like to give any shout-outs, this would be a good time to do it.
I go to McMurray Elementary in Peters Township, and I would like to give a shout-out to my mom, and my dad and my grandparents, well, both sets of my grandparents, and definitely Miss Lauren, because she's been going through this all with me this past couple years, and it's just been awesome.
That's terrific. What do you think is one of the best things about learning to play viola?
I think it's really cool that, like, you can play so many things that you wouldn't think you would be able to play. Like, I don't know how to explain that.
Different styles of music?
Yeah.
That's a good observation, I think. Thank you. You sounded great. Let's meet the person who was the very first one to play this morning, Samantha Wolf. Where do you go to school?
I go to school in Neil Armstrong Middle School in Bethel Park.
And you're in fifth grade, right?
Yes.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yes, I'd like to say hello to my friends Allison and Maddie, and also my family members and my teachers.
And you have got all this bling on your violin here. You're the head of the violin's got some ribbons on it. Are those things you earned, or did you decorate them? How did those get to be there?
Well, in my school orchestra, if we could test to see if we could play a piece perfectly, and if we do, we get a ribbon for it.
You've got quite a few ribbons there. My goodness. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Not really.
Okay. Well, it's nice you played really well. Thank you. And we have one more person to meet now, and this is Alana Kuntz, who you heard play. Tell me about yourself.
I go to Fort Cherry, and I would like to say hello to all my grandparents and my family who's listening.
And what do you like about playing?
Well, like, sometimes when I first started playing, like, 2 years ago, I had no idea that I would be able to play, like, this music I'm playing now. Like, it's very an accomplishment.
Yeah. Was it frustrating when you started?
Mm, Yeah.
Or hard,
yeah,
at least?
Yeah, it was hard.
Did you ever feel like quitting?
No. Well, I love playing.
That's good. Well, thank you. Anything else you wanted to say?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you pass the microphone back to Lauren. And now we're going to hear some ensemble selections. And what is the first that you're going to do?
Our first selection is going to be an arrangement of Ostrich Waltz.
Ostrich Waltz.
Yes, Ostrich Waltz.
That's the first one. And as they're getting ready, I'll tell you, you can learn more about David's Music House at davidsmusichouse.com. So we'll hear now an ensemble of the three stringed instrument players you just heard, as well as Lauren, who's going to be playing with them. That is the ensemble that is comprised of the three girls you heard playing solo earlier today, Alana, Samantha, and Darby, along with their teacher, Lauren. Now, we have time for one more ensemble piece. I know we were looking at as many as three. We're getting close to the top of the hour. Thank you for tuning in, by the way, here at Youth Express, our Youth Express segment here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And let me ask, I assume you're frequently looking for additional students, and you can reach David's Music House at davidsmusichouse.com. What will be the piece you play next?
Our piece is going to be Quiet Evening.
Quiet Evening here on a pretty busy morning with the Children's Marathon and also the half or the 5K being run today. Have you all named your ensemble? I've just been calling you an ensemble.
We've had a couple of people say, oh, you know, you should name your string ensemble. Right now, we're just the David's Music House string players. But one of our former teachers last year, he's like, you should call yourself String Theory. And I'm like, that's interesting. He was very much into mathematics, so he was like, String Theory.
String Theory. Yeah,
cool.
I like it. And I know if you're listening in Phoenix, Radio Phoenix, I know you'll be leaving us shortly today. I want to thank you for being along with us. So here is the group that may in the future be known as String Theory.